Topic 2. Keeping a diary. Listen and answer question number 1.
Hello, Amy. What are you doing?
I'm writing in my diary. Don't look.
Don't worry, I won't. Anyway, it's too old-fashioned and boring to keep a diary. It's a waste of time.
That's not true. Lots of people like to keep a diary these days. They don't think it's boring, and they write in it every day or once a week or even once a month.
I thought it was just a record of what happened today.
No, it's much more than that. Of course, we record daily events in a diary, but that's just one aspect. It's not the whole picture.
I still can't see why you need to write about events and people around you. I can remember everything I need without keeping a diary.
You're missing the point. A diary is a very personal expression of your life and your feelings. It's not just about people, but also about the books, movies, and concerts that you found meaningful.
If that's the case, I suppose there might be more to it.
There are other reasons for keeping a diary as well.
Really? What are they?
Your diary can be a historical record. It can give your ancestors lots of information about what it was like to live in these times.
What do you mean?
Have you ever read Anne Frank, The Diary of a Young Girl?
Yes, I have. So what?
Did you learn anything from her diary?
Yes, I learned how she grew up under Nazi persecution. I read how the Nazis massacred the Jews during World War II as well.
That's what I mean. You found out about what was going on at that time through her diary.
You're right. I didn't think about that before. I thought that was just a book, not real life.
Think about it. Lots of things are happening every day, and people are writing them down in their diaries for the reasons that I have explained to you. A diary is meaningful and useful.
Wow, you've shown me the real value of keeping a diary, Amy. I'm going to start on one right now.
Great. I'm really happy that you've come to see diaries in a different light.